Cotton Council International, or CCI, and the U.S. Cotton Trust Protocol conducted their first ever virtual tour for brands and retailers. Over the course of 4 sessions across 2 days, more than 250 participants from brands and retailers had the opportunity to learn and ask questions about sustainable cotton growing, ginning, classing, agricultural technology, verification, and the Trust Protocol. The tour featured videos about cotton production, grower interviews, a map that highlighted the U.S. Cotton Belt, and live Q&As with growers, ginners, classers, and sustainability experts. Stephanie Thiers Ratcliffe, Director of European Brands and Retailers for Cotton Council International, joins us with more details from the tour.
Right now, many brands and retailers are committed to sourcing sustainable materials, and they need to evidence this to the customers and investors with robust evidence of their practices. So we decided to invite their sustainability teams, the one who decide what cotton they want to choose within the supply chain, to experience by themselves our responsible farming practices. The tour showed attendees the efforts U.S. growers are making to grow sustainable cotton and gave them a better introduction to the U.S. Cotton Trust Protocol. So the tour featured videos about cotton production, growers' interview. We also had a map that highlighted the U.S. Cotton Belt, and we had live Q&As with growers, ginners, classers, and sustainability experts, so brands and retailers could ask all the questions they wanted. In recent years, we have started to see U.S. cotton excluded from the sourcing requirements of global brands, and not because we did anything wrong, but because we have not evidence what we are doing right. And when I say evidence, I mean providing the data that backs up what we know, that cotton produced in the USA is world-leading in its production practices. Brands are very aware of the impact of their products, and raw materials make up a significant portion of the finished product environmental footprint. So by addressing raw materials and applying annual improvement data, brands can show that the impact of their product is also improving year on year. And in total, we had more than 250 participants from brands and retailers, including Amazon, Adidas, Walmart, Puma, IKEA, H&M, Ralph Lauren, VF, G-Crew, Target, Hugo Boss, Tesco, and many more. For many brands and retailers who would have loved to join us on a field visit, the virtual farm tour was the next best thing. And something also that we take for granted in the U.S. are not well known internationally at brand levels. For example, the quality of our classification program and the permanent bail ID. These things are very unique to our U.S. system, so we really brought to life the U.S. cotton supply chain in a way that brands have never experienced.